We're close to having Dave Coulier on the phone.
Come on, I'm excited.
He's a busy man. Hard to get him on the phone. American stand-up comedian, impressionist, television, and voice actor. Yeah, we had Tom Kenny on the other day, voice of SpongeBob, many, 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 many others.
Yeah.
Dave Coulier, voice Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo.
Right.
He was on the Jetsons, Muppet Babies.
Yeah, I mean,
Muppets,
he's been everywhere.
Where does he find the time to fit us into his busy schedule? Well, he's here. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
Mr. Coulier. I've seen every single episode of Full House.
Really?
Well, I was in that.
No offense, Dave. I'm like, really?
Well, you were about the same age, but I mean, you maybe you didn't watch it. Did you not?
Everyone knows Full House.
Yeah. I watched every single episode, all because of Dave.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. You're in our Full House wheelhouse, so to speak.
Right.
Where are you at right now? Like in what city?
I'm here with you guys in Los Angeles.
You're in Los Angeles. Well, why don't you come by and sit in this chair here? We got a nice, comfortable chair.
Is that an invitation?
Yeah, we would love to meet you in person.
Yeah, I don't invite people nicely. I'm like, get your ass down here and sit in this chair, Dave.
Sure, I would love to.
Let me ask you, Dave, because we were talking about this right before you got on the show with us, about odd sex advice that you may have gotten from somebody in your life. Like, did your grandparent or somebody like come up to you and say, now, Dave, when you're kissing a girl and you're like, hey, I don't need this. Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, my grandpa didn't use the word condom. He said rubbers.
Oh,
you got any rubbers, Dave?
When I was little kid, back when he used to wear, they were called galoshes or rubbers.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's what I thought he meant because I was so young. He's like, remember to always wear a rubber, Dave. And I was like, okay. And I was really confused because I was probably only like 7 or 8 years old. And I kept saying, just a rubber.
So he's losing his virginity. Dave Coulier's got one boot on. The girl's completely confused. Like, I don't know.
And uncomfortable. She's like, wow. That's I think you have to squeeze the toe on that, Dave. Of all of the stuff that you've done, and you've done so many things, is there anything that you regret doing, like, as far as professionally?
Not at all. I mean, I feel like I've had such a cakewalk of a career. I mean, it's just been a blast. And
what was the most fun? Was it skating with celebrities?
Oh, Full House. Without
Full House was the most fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made friends for life. We became this dysfunctional family off camera as well. And we still see each other and hang out. And just this past weekend, me and John Stamos hosted the Child Health annual Christmas show. So, I mean, we're all good buddies, you know?
So if we go to your house, Dave, on your refrigerator, there's a Christmas card of John Stamos and Bob Saget. Now it's like the Christmas cards are all stuck on your fridge right now.
Well, yeah, Bob's is, I always tell people that Bob is my filthy Jewish sister.
Yeah. That was probably the most shocking thing when, you know, because I used to
seeing
watch that.
Stand-up?
Oh, my God, because I used to watch Full House, obviously, and then seeing Bob Saget do stand-up for the first time and going, whoa, Danny Tanner, what?
I love Bob dearly, but, that whole Danny Tanner thing, that was acting.
Yes,
Bob Saget,
if you
the
see a stand-up, that was acting.
Yeah.
How are you liking, I mean, as far as like the internet goes and being able to have a YouTube channel and being on like a .com, like adultswim.com?
The freedom.
Yeah, the freedom. Are you liking the fact that any idea can now be put out there? I mean, are you putting out a lot more stuff? Are you thinking about doing other projects online?
Yeah, it's great. It's like the Wild Wild West, you know? You can just kind of throw your ideas out there and whoever likes it, and whoever doesn't, you know, goes away. You know, there's no pressure from a network or a studio. It's just kind of a chance to just be creative. And, yeah, I'm doing a lot of that stuff. I did the Kid President thing, a full pancake. I just did this AOL You've Got segment. And I actually talk about how I could control my farting while on Full House. AOL.
Well, can you teach Frank? Because seriously, he needs a lesson, a learning annex or something.
Yeah, it really is a true talent. And, I used to make cast members on Full House laugh. And in this AOL thing that I did, I say that I may have stunted Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's growth.
Well, Dave Coulier, the next time you're on the show, I want to see you in the studio with us and hanging out with us. Okay, man?
And when I come in, we'll take this scatological subject even further, and I'll come in and I'll do some celebrity wind impressions for you.
That would be fantastic.
We're looking forward to that. Oh. Sammy, get on that. Book Dave as soon as possible.
Get him in here.
Yeah, season 2 of Adult Swim's China, Illinois on adultswim.com, and then also Soul Pancake YouTube channel. Look it up. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave Coulier.
Thanks a lot.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.